I'm Bob Misalgo for WNRN. Welcome to this in-studio session. We're in our Charlottesville studios with Lizzie Noh and her bandmates, and they are going to be playing tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville, opening for the Old 97s. Doors are going to open at 7 o'clock. Lizzie will take the stage around 8 o'clock. Her newest album is Halfsies on 30 Tigers Records. That's her newest studio album, one of my favorites from 2024. And her newest release is a live record titled Commie Country. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Welcome, Lizzie.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to have you here. How about we start with a song?
This is Deadbeat. I'm a deadbeat, dead ringer for a bad luck man. Oh, I'm dead set on doing better than my daddy ever did. I'm wrong turn, sinking feeling, I'm a backup plan. You're a damn fool, true believer, you take me as I am. Is in the mail, or baby, I'll be there. Baby, I'll be there. Well, I'd have enough money to treat you like I should, but I wouldn't do that. We both know I'm bad, showing how I care. I'm a deadbeat, dead ringer for a bad luck man, and I'm dead set on doing better than my daddy ever did. I'm wrong turn, sinking feeling, I'm a backup plan. You're a damn fool, a true believer, you take me as I am. Must have hit the lotto, waking up next to you. And you ask me how I slept, you bring me coffee in bed. Coffee in bed. And I've got a lousy record, but what else can I do? Then hold you while I can. Get up and do my best. Get up and do my best. It's in my bones. It's hard to settle down. It's in your face. The way you look at me sometimes, I could promise that one day I'll come around, but it's in my blood, it's in my blood. I'm good at telling lies, I'm dead. Dead ringer for a bad luck man, and I'm dead set. Thank you.
Lizzie Noh is live with us in studio on WNRN. She'll be performing tonight at the Jefferson Theater starting around 8 o'clock, opening for the Old 97s. Lizzie, thanks for that song.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's so nice to play songs with good friends early in the day.
And speaking of us, can you introduce your bandmates?
I am here with Ragtime Will Green and Kapali Leadfoot Long.
Well, welcome to both of you as well.
They are friends, brothers, comrades, and incredible musicians. Lucky to be here with you all.
You are just wrapping up a few shows with the Old 97s. I think maybe one more after tonight.
Can you believe it? Little old me.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Okay, so we played this show at the new awesome Skinny Dennis in Nashville. Great honky-tonk show with Rebecca Porter, Kapali Long was on the bill, Nikki Morgan, and myself. And we were just honky-tonking, and my friend Nicole Atkins was taking a video of us playing, I think, Lagunita. Sent it to her good friend, Rhett Miller. And then I got a text that said, "Hi, this is Rhett Miller. Would you like to come on tour with the Old 97s? And I was like, "No, you cannot have my bank code. Is this a scam?" No, it was real. And we've done the tour, and it's been a dream come true. That band is so legendary. Their songs are amazing. Their spirit is amazing. Their friendship is real. It's crazy.
Do you get to spend much time interacting with them?
Yes. It is very close quarters when you're playing clubs and theaters, and that's, like, the best part. It's kind of like being at camp with some of your, like, most revered heroes. So, yeah, I mean, we're traveling separately. They have their sleek bus, and we are traveling van style. So it's a great bus-chasing adventure.
Speaking of that van, the last time we spoke was at the 2024 Americana Fest at the Radio Sessions.
Oh, my gosh, Bob.
And you were dealing with a busted transmission.
I was going through it. My amazing manager at the time, Tarina O'Miller, God bless you, Tarina, drove this van from Kansas City to Nashville to meet us for the tour. And an hour outside of Nashville, the transmission caught fire. And not only did we have 6-11 Americana Fest events to play, we were booked at Bourbon and Beyond the next weekend, which was a dream come true. So in between radio interviews, I was calling mechanics, friends, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was calling on all of the ancestors to get me to Kentucky.
And how many shows did you miss?
Zero, Bob.
Now that's an achievement.
We didn't miss a beat. God bless my band.
Want to play another song?
I would love to. The One I Love and the Freedom Road. Tires turning on a hot highway in the Georgia night. My passenger still drinking in the sky. I don't know if Jesus is coming back, but the one I love and the freedom road are black. I like it when her hair falls in my face. I like the way her collarbones taste. She could knock you over with her hands behind her back. Yeah, the one I love and the freedom road are black. You can forgive them all you want, but will it ever be enough? You shouldn't take her love in little sips. Your body's still all tangled from the ships. And you'll never get your freedom if you never move your hips. Yeah, the one I love and the freedom road are black. Thank you.
Sister Kaya has a microphone. Now the king and all his horses, they welcome the attack. Cause the one I love and the freedom road are black. Who told you we'd get to pick the fight? Who told you?
Well, that was just really fine. Lizzie Ngo in studio on WNRN. Before her show tonight at the Jefferson Theater, she's opening for the Old 97s. Doors are going to open there at 7 o'clock. Lizzie will be on stage around 8 o'clock. And her newest album is Halfsies on 30 Tigers. That goes back a couple of years. That's a new song. Is there anything else new coming from you?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Bob. I don't know if everyone celebrates Juneteenth yet, but you're going to this year. Because on my record label, Miss Freedom Land, we're releasing a collaborative compilation folk album called The Outlaw's Almanac this year, Juneteenth. And The Outlaw's Almanac is an album quilted together by leftist folk artists from all over the United States and beyond. It features both of my friends here. It features Kaya Cater, Casey Anderson, Nick Shoulders, Olivia Ellen Lloyd, and a bunch of other incredible friends. So we're not necessarily celebrating this colonial project, but we are commemorating what our people have been through and what our people still hope for since we are here on this piece of land together right now.
Sounds like that should be a really interesting listen. Was this your idea to put this together?
Bob, to be honest, there was some grant funding. Oh, nice. And so I didn't hide my communism when I applied for the job of making the America's 250th album, but I did promise to address the topic at hand, which was America's 250th. Would that have been the topic I would have chosen? No, but it pushed me to reflect on, like, why do I feel fired up about being a folk artist in America right now? You know, like, it wasn't my idea. It wasn't my idea to be here at all. My people didn't come here on purpose. We were brought here. So it's kind of like that, what is it? Nefarious compliance, malicious compliance. It feels really good right now in America to keep being active and to keep raising your voice, even if it's not what people want to hear.
Sounds good. Now, you also have a new live album you just released in the last few months, Commie Country.
Commie Country. Commie Country is a live album that we recorded at the legendary Hideout Club in Chicago. And it's kind of a retrospective of a lot of songs from throughout my catalog and from Halfsies. And there's just a rebellious spirit across the whole record, so I hope people will stream the live album.
I think you've got a show to get ready for, but do you have time for one more song?
Of course. Let's be lovers and let's have fun. We'll wash ashore when the storm is done. Then we're gonna lay it down. Then we're gonna lay it down. Knowing you is a study in war. You live and die by your shield and sword. When you gonna lay it down? When you gonna lay it down? Mm-hmm. rocking on the dunes at night. Oh, when's he gonna come down? He's never gonna come down. If you can't get clean when I'm up close, forget my name, dry out alone. It's time to lay it down. Time to lay it down.
Lizzie Noh is live in studio with us here on WNRN, coming from our Charlottesville studios. She is going to be opening for the Old 97s tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Doors are opening at 7 o'clock, and Lizzie will be taking the stage around 8 o'clock. Thanks so much for that song.
Thank you so much for having us. We just played Shield and Sword, which is, as always, like a plea to notice the ways in which war and violence repeats itself in our bodies and in our relationships and in our communities. We have to watch out for letting violence take root. We have to lay it down.
Thanks for sharing that with us. I have a totally trivial question for you.
Love it.
All right, you're so busy. I can tell by your social media, you're hosting podcasts, and you're writing for Bluegrass Situation, mm-hmm. and you're touring, and you're recording new music, and you're involved in many different social causes. How do you manage your time?
I sleep as much as I possibly can, all the time. I make sure I'm rested, and then I see what I can do.
That's good advice. Lizzie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. And this is so much fun.
Thank you, Will.
We love
thank
WNRN. We love public radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's our pleasure to host you, Will Capali. Thanks for being here. Thanks to Ben and Michael and Matt for their work on the audio and video today. This has been a WNRN in-studio session. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.